My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Memphis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you the New School Way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on, obviously. Austin, NCAA first, you know, the first weekend is always the best.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just the excitement. And sometimes it's not necessarily the best. But then, you know, spring football is going on all over the country. Nebraska just kicked it off today. And it's crazy as much as, you know, the season and excitement of last year, then you have basketball, a little bit disappointed, then you got NCAA tournament. I think it's going to take a few practices for people kind of to catch, you know, the football fever. But it kind of goes – it's actually perfect timing for – I mean, it just popped in my mind for Nebraska to kind of be under the radar. Mm. You know, because in my opinion – I mean, obviously around here you can't do anything. But, I mean, I guess nationally it's – March Madness, both men's and women's. And so you'll get through the first 2 weeks kind of, you know, just keeping your head down and doing your work. So, I mean, there's a lot of new faces. Obviously, Munson talked about it. And a lot of, you know, expectations and your hopes, you know, or whatever standards, they got to be reset.
As a coach and or player, how do you get guys to be 100%, as close to 100% as they can be? This first practice, not easing into it, not trying to tiptoe around. How do you get them to go in full speed on day one of spring ball?
It's a lot. I think, well, obviously it's a lot different than what I played. You didn't, sure. You know, we had some 7-on-7s and stuff like that. And I think it's just, you know, what I talked about, just the standard, you know, how you just, you know, if you're running your sprints and doing your agility drills and all that stuff that, you know, like you're supposed to and lifting weights as hard as you can, going out and playing football is just nature, just kind of how you operate. So I don't think that's, you know, I do think playing hard is something that you have to coach, demand, and cheat or teach, like which you didn't have to before. And you also have to evaluate it, but also think how everybody goes. If you really aren't putting forth all your effort, first of all, you stick out like a sore thumb. Ideally, you
at least
like
you
that.
Should.
Yeah, and ideally, you'd like to have your peer pressure, good peer pressure, of telling you, you know, you need to pick it up some. So I don't think that's a problem. I think, you know, the one thing that I don't think a lot of people understand, like, you can structure a practice and make it hard. You can run sprints. You can do crazy amount of plays. You can, you know, do all types of stuff.
9-on-7 for three hours.
Yeah, you can make it hard. And I can make you work hard. Now it's like, practice or whatever, play hard. Now what really the difference is what are you doing on the unrequired time to make your required time the best possible? That's where, you know, Nebraska is going to, you know, be able to make up some ground and hopefully take the next step. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's not, you know, granted, you know, I don't know if we're you know, the most talented team in the nation. You know, obviously that probably goes to like the, I don't know, I guess Ohio State's Bama's and all them. But we definitely have enough talent to make some noise and all that. And so, you know, with that being said, now it's going to be how many of those guys just welcome the unrequired time and truly be invested in no time. And it could be very minimal, not minimal, but, you know, it doesn't have to be an extra 20 hours a week, you know, whether it's like, okay, say, okay, look, if we all decide we're going to invest an extra 30 minutes of whatever we're doing, whether it's third down research or third down tape, pass rush, routes, one-on-ones, or just watching tape together, fellowship, breaking bread, whatever those things are, and you're truly there, then that's going to take you to the next level.
And it's got to be everyone, right? It can't just be here or there, right? Because I could see freshmen saying, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this extra time. I'll hold off till someone tells me what to do. I could see upperclassmen saying, I've done that for 3 years or four years. I'm good. The leadership accountability has to come from everywhere, right? It can't be all top down. It can't be all bottom up. It can't all be middle out. It's got to be, like you said, operating individually, right? Everyone says, let me do these extra 20 minutes for the good of thinking collectively.
Yeah. I mean, it's, look, for every freshman class, you got leaders in there. You got like sub leaders or whatever you want to call it. And then you got leaders in the making in every class, every level. Mm-hmm. And then they all need to come together. I mean, the best leaders are followed by people that want to be led. That's just the way it goes. And you know, the best coaches are, you know, have a bunch of coaches that want to be coached by him and they want to coach, and you got players that want to be coached. There's no, I don't think there's a great coach out there that didn't have great assistant coaches or good players.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't become a good player by not wanting to or being embraced or embracing coaching.
That defensive side of the ball, Jay, one returning coach from last year. Rob Dvorak.
Yeah. Well, Butler.
True. Yeah. True. But he's not coaching the DBs specifically.
No, but I'm still saying there's continuity true. And he true. Had and he had sure. that,
1.5 returning coaches.
So you had that month where you kind of can get it. But I think they also, well, then obviously when you lose, you know, some big parts, I think, it, you know, that's just kind of part of the business. And so, you know, I don't think there will be any continuity problems. I think that the defensive line coach, I think he's ready to really kind of make his mark and fits it. You know, I think what they probably did was look at personality fits and what, you know, Butler knowing guys in an NFL and going from there. So I think it's going to be pretty seamless. And, it, you know, really, to be honest with you, it's actually really good because they all start at the same starting spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the coordinator is. You also got Phil Snow and like kind of advisor. But then everybody's starting over, even though Dvorak probably knows the – I don't think they're going to switch the defense totally. So he might have a little bit of like a leg up, but I think everybody's learning this defense – whether it's adding stuff, subtracting stuff under Butler at the same rate, which is obviously, I think, a good thing because you can go through those growing pains together. Because sometimes if you have a staff that's been together and you're the new guy, they expect you to know it like the old guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or older, old guys. Mm-hmm. And so I think now you're getting, they all can get on the same page and, you know, give their input and take stuff and try to, you know, figure it out from there, all while, you know, really replacing some, you know, some really good players.
That defense really intrigues me, Jay, especially when you think about the guys who have to step up into those leadership roles. Because on offense, we think we know who it should be. It should be number 15. Seems like Emmett Johnson is a guy that the staff likes and can step into that role. Dane Key is kind of a veteran wide receiver coming in. Even Spindler on the offensive line from Notre Dame. On defense, you know some of the names, right? A Buford, a Singleton, a Hartzog, who's still there.
Yeah.
And then you got to see. There's a lot of youth. There's a lot of experience, production, and a lot of leadership that walked out that door. I think this spring is going to open some eyes for some players, for their own leadership capabilities, and even for the coaches. Now, who can we trust to take charge of this unit that needs to get cohesive?
Yeah, they got a lot of, you know, the one, here's the, in my opinion, and the two differences, and so this is where you should, you know, hopefully, you know, feel confident, is like, you go in the spring, I think you got a lot of options. A lot of options on defense, right? Now, it's up to those players to become answers, right? On the flip side, you don't want to go into the spring with no options or there's only one option because if that option isn't the answer, well, then you're, you know, you're stuck in the mud. So I think it's a unique spring to where you got guys that have played some been successful, like Van Poppel, Judy. You got Shavers. You obviously you got a. I think it's a like a added plus guy with Javon Wright getting another year. Hopefully he stays healthy. Then you're going to get a true, you know, get the true best version of him. Hopefully, so you got guys that have a ton of, you know, that have played. Now they have to individually and collectively take the next step to being the guy. All while bringing in some transfers, you know, with McCullough and all them, they're trying to get it. Yeah. The big defensive end from Missouri. Well, now they're trying to do the same thing. So now you got to really get out there and, like I said, you're thinking and playing individually, but you're playing individually, but you got to think collectively. And it's a hard thing to understand. Like, yeah, I want to be the guy, but I also got to make sure I'm only going to be the guy, but doing what I need to do within the system. So. Mm-hmm. But that's how you earn the trust.
And that's something I think that is lost on a lot of people, regardless of your job, if you're playing sports, whatever it is. You don't become the guy by your out-of-system plays. You become the guy by going through the system that then gives you the leeway to go out-of-system and supersede this. Not go rogue or anything, but in doing your job, you make a spectacular play. You don't turn making a spectacular play into your job.
Yeah, you make the basic plays look spectacular and the spectacular plays looking legendary, whatever the thing is. I just think, once you know the system enough, you can take calculated risks, but that comes from continuity, and more importantly, it comes from communication with others. Mm-hmm. Now, like, very easily, if you're supposed to have the C-gap, and you don't, and you're like, well, I'm not going to make any plays, well, that's being short-sighted, because the two times that you hold the C-gap or own the C-gap is going to allow, you know, J.R. Austin to make those plays. Well, when it's really important, you do that. Now you become wide open and you make the play. You're making the same play that you made three or four times ago, but this time is the one that's really needed. And that's the biggest difference. And it's hard. You know, I've been there. You know, I can go, you know, back to memory of my first spring. You know, it was an open spot, obviously, with Troy Dumas and Clint Brown going on, and Troy obviously going to the NFL, and it's up for grabs. And, you know, you're waiting to get your chance. You get your chance. You show yourself. Then you don't get much chance, and you got to keep at it. Then you start to have a breakthrough, and you're all that. That's one section. But on the other section, you're trying to earn the trust and respect of your teammates and coaches, right? So yeah. They're also evaluating you, what you do when you're not in there with the ones, and how do you play in this case with the twos or threes, or how do you deal with splitting times with the ones or whatever. That's how you earn your trust. Or then are you being a factor on special teams? You know, mm-hmm. even though you're not, you know, say I messed up in 7-on-7, I still got to be a starter on special teams. And so that's where you really separate yourself, is consistently just being available, and then obviously, you know, accountable, and then making plays consistently. And you're not going to do it by only thinking of yourself. And it's hard to say that because you're competing for the spot,
mm-hmm.
but it's within the realm of the team. You know, and it's a hard thing for young kids to grasp. We just talked about it. Basketball is harder than just as hard in football, where they've probably been, you know, groomed or whatever since, you know, through social media that it's all about you. And now you got to play one of the ultimate team sports.
Mm-hmm.
The two biggest team sports, in my opinion, is ultimately hockey and then football, because you got to play a role.
You're hating on baseball, man.
I don't think that's much. It's a team sport, but. Not to the magnitude, because you got to give up yourself physically in these games. You know what I'm saying? Like, Austin, just imagine, I say, all right, Austin, next break, you got to go out and fight that dude. Why? Well, just because
it's your job.
Right. Well, because you got to go fight him so we get excited and Bach can go score the goal. That's the sacrifice. Because, you know, number one, you got to get your mind right to go fight that man. And he knows you coming to fight. That's number one. Number two, you might get hurt. Number three, you might get embarrassed if you lose, but you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different in football. I have to take on a 300-some pound guard and try to get off him and try to make another play so somebody else can make the play. All for the hope that I get a little bit of get back on third quarter when I'm probably dead tired and I got to make a play. That's what's really hard about spring ball, but it's also a good time to really establish yourself, because if you've done the work in, I don't know, I guess January, February, and a little bit of...
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Memphis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
March, playing football is just what you do. But now the asterisk or the caveat or whatever is dealing with success and however you view it, which can be skewed.
Mm-hmm.
Because your cell phone and social media is your little binky. And then how do you deal with, I guess, adversity? And they go hand in hand. You're the same person, how you deal with it. It really will lead to whether you make it or not. And that's the craziest thing, because everybody's talented.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a scrub. There's no, you're not a scrub being at Nebraska.
No.
Or any college.
Mm-hmm.
So what separates guys is just, you know, dedication and how you handle adversity. I mean, that's really what it comes down. I mean, that's the nuts and bolts of it. It's tough, man.
How much can you train that in spring?
Well, I think they trained it in winter condition is hard. Mm. I mean, it is different because you're not hitting each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're putting them. You know, you're putting them in situations where they got to think. You got to see. Okay, how do you bounce back after? Well, first of all, how do you bounce back after 2 or 3 good practices, 2 or 3 good series or whatever? You know, parts of practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you handle that? How do you handle, you know, all of a sudden being the, say you have a good scrimmage. How do you handle that? Like, say you get interviewed. Scrimmages on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
You get interviewed. Well, now people are talking about you all a Saturday. All of Sunday. I don't know if they have practice Monday. And then how you come back Tuesday. So now you done got your back rubbed for 4 days straight. Are you the same? What happened to Saturday? On the flip side, say you play a position, I don't know, I guess, you know, quarterback or whatever, and you don't, and you're in a competition, obviously, for the second and third spot, and you don't play well or not as good as you wanted in the scrimmage, and you got 4 days to sit on that.
Mm.
It's just how you bounce. That's,
and how you sit on it's going to tell you a lot about the next practice.
I'm telling you, I always talk about that time I got messed up in Houston. That's, hey, I would have. It was the worst thing that happened to me, I thought, in the short term. But I think it's what led to my career to take off for those next 3 years or 4 years. Because I was playing good. I think I was playing okay to good. I was trying to play too perfect. And then I was too emotionally invested in the game against Buffalo, being stupid, right? And being upset about the business part. Shouldn't have been, you know, and that was my first time, you know, kind of, you know, I felt like I dove into Buffalo, got traded, didn't know why. I was more mad that I put my first month and last month deposit down. So I'm being petty.
Because what? You know,
because,
Jay.
And the funny thing is, Houston paid me back for it, you know, because that was one of the big things. I was like, what do I do about this, right? So I messed up in that game with inadvertent face masks, but more importantly, the taunting penalty. The face mask or the inadvertent, I didn't even care. I cared about it. But I'm like, hey, dude,
it happens.
I had to tackle him or he scored, or and I can't help it. He's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
That's my man, Travis Henry, anyways. But then after that game, we had a bye week, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even get to make it back up that week.
On Sunday.
Right. Ah. And so you got to sit on that, deal with the local media team. And we weren't winning as much. They looking at you like you crazy. Like you can't, you know, I Can we trust him? He quiet. Now we see he's a maniac. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was, they look at me, oh, I always thought you had a switch. Now I seen it. You know, Aaron Glenn came up to me. He's like, man, I heard stories about you in Buffalo, but you was on your best behavior. Now I see what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And he just telling me as we just casually walk into practice.
He texted you back yet?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell you what he said.
You don't have to. I was just wondering.
He brand new.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. But you know what? You're head coach. So be it. And then you practice and kind of get it out of your system, but you're still thinking about it. At least I did. Still beating yourself at it about it. And then it comes down to some point, like for me, I just said this is either gonna go one way or another. Bump it. I'm either gonna get better. So then the way that I got my mind off it, like I watched like literally any film I could. I just started working harder and harder, mm-hmm. and just became laser focused. And I had to get my respect back from my teammates. And, then that once from that hit, then they didn't, then you secured yourself, but that's where the spring is about, man. It's, mm-hmm.
Let me guess.
For the faint of heart.
That next game was just the culmination, but that wasn't. You didn't earn their respect back only from the game,
right?
It was the 2 weeks in between.
The 2 weeks in between.
The 14 practices right. before the spring game right. that they would have
had. And the one person.
Oh no.
The one dude that put his armor. I mean, everybody was supportive because they knew the stuff, right? And because we all came from different places, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So they kind of knew, and they were, was my man Gary Walker. The same dude that messed up about four sacks for me got me out there in that cover two for like 45 seconds. And then there was another game too.
You know how he did that, right? He had to butter you up so he could do it again.
No, he pre-buttered me up. He's like, I'm going to cost you a couple hundred thousand with sacks.
Because I was there for you.
Yeah.
I know you'll take
don't
this
you remember?
For me.
Yeah. Don't you remember when you were down in the dumps, right? I picked you up out of the gutter, but he told me, he said, look, man. He's like, he put his arm around me. He's like, look, he's like, you ain't spoken a week. We need you, and how you deal with this is going to help, And that was that's one of the best things about having good teammates. And that's what you have to do here in the spring. There's going to be guys that are trying to earn spots and want it probably so much. And right now, the veterans or the guys that are a little bit higher in the depth chart have to bring them up with them because you're going to need everybody.
Mm.
You can't be so individually focused that you don't forget about the bigger picture. It can't come from coaching. You can't expect Matt Rhule to sit up there and babysit 105 guys or 120.
133 right now. That's too much.
Right. Any of the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do their job. They got to give you the blueprint, and you got to make it. You got to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't make it work by yourself. You're not going to win, 10 games by one person. We said it last year. In order for Dylan to have a stupid, crazy year, everybody else has to raise their game to a higher level. And then he's going to be along with it. It's got to be the rising,
rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the only way around it. And it's got to be hard.
It's through it.
Yeah. It's got to be tough, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. You got to, football's not a sport that you can kind of, dress up. You got to play it. And, mm-hmm. and there is a healthy mix between that, but when you whether you have pads on, half pads, spiders, or helmets, or whatever, you if you want to be a physical team, that's just you. That's mm-hmm. just who you are. Just everything you do every day. But you develop that in the spring. You got to see who can handle the heat. Now, mm-hmm. through NCAA rules, you can't crank up the heat like we did, and that's fine. I don't care about we did what we did. So through these rules, whatever they are, you have to be able to try to turn it up as high as you can, whether it's periodic or whatever the rules allow you to, because that's how you know who you can trust during the season, because that's who's going to help you win games. And if you only can, if a guy can only, perform every once in a while, then that's when you're all right. He's had a good game, or he only did this and that's in any sport, but primarily in football, because you don't play enough games because you physically can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's not like basketball. Was it 30 some games with Fred?
Yeah, 31 guys in the regular season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't play 31 football games. You only get to play 12.
Don't tell the NFL that, Jay. They'll probably try.
Hey, they're going to be, I bet you in 10 years, they're going to be like 20-some games.
31 games and 21 off weeks.
Yeah.
Have fun.
With the same amount of guys on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the spring is tough, man. It's tough. It should be. Or at least was, it's pretty tough. Mentally more than anything.
You think you're right around the corner from the end of that school year, Jay. Yes, they locked in.
Well, right after spring break, that's the. I guess the end of the school year. I guess it, I don't think that should affect you. This is survival mode right now. Survive in advance. Like, it should be all out war out there when you get a chance, right?
With your professors.
Nah.
I didn't know if you were talking academics on the field now. So I just want to make sure.
I wish I was going to school right now. I would be an academic All-American.
Dennis LeBlanc, you hearing this? Jay Foreman wishes he was going to school right now.
I didn't give Dennis.
Go back
I didn't get any. No, I didn't give Dennis any problems.
Would he agree?
I graduated.
Dennis graduated for you?
No, I graduated.
You graduated?
I graduated.
Jay Foreman graduated.
I graduated, okay. But I hated school. I've hated school since the day school started for me.
Preschool through.
Hated it. Hated it.
But you made it.
Yeah.
It's all that matters,
I used to be sitting up there, man. I was like, this could be 15 minutes shorter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Each class. Like, let's just get to it and let me get out of here so I go play kickball or something.
You know what the crazy part about that, Jay, is?
What?
Those professors aren't hourly. They're salary, and they're still taking those extra 15.
Man, I hated school, dog. That's probably one of my biggest weakness. Just sitting there. I just remember being in social studies. Be like, man, this is stupid.
I'm social. I don't need to study.
Oh, my God. Science was just a complete disaster.
I know physics. I'm a large man. I hit small man. He goes flying.
I'm so old where we barely were starting to get computers. We had to do those type a certain amount of words a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stabbing. I was horrible at that.
Toot.
Yeah. I passed that ACT. You couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't.
I feel like you don't pass or fail an ACT.
No,
here's
what I mean by you had to, back then you had to get 17 on the ACT or I don't care what, or I didn't even think about it. I heard the SAT was harder. So once I got like 24 on the SAT, I don't know how I got it.
Do you know
ACT? Or ACT.
Okay, yeah.
I got, once I got that, Austin, I was done dealing.
As you should be.
And
once you get your score, you call it quits. That's the point.
Yeah, but I only had to take it once.
Way to go.
I was eligible.
That's what matters.
I was scholarship worthy. You don't understand that.
Jay, I took the ACT 3 times to get the right scholarship.
Congratulations.
And I did.
You were an ultimate test taker.
I was good at tests, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I don't know how
I got the perfect score on that reading 3 times.
I don't know how I got that good of a score. I kept looking at it. I thought, you know what I mean? Because you got the different sections. I was like, yeah, okay. As long as I saw something past 17, I'm good. I saw that 24. I was like, oh, yeah.
We're chilling.
I walked in that day. I think I skipped the first two classes the next day.
What you going to tell me? I got that 24.
I called in to Miss Jacobs. I said, yeah. I said, I'll be in a third period. Came pimping in there. Went into my coach's office, laid it on there. He's like, you passed. I was like, yeah. There's a lot of schools are wondering on that. Sorry, Northwestern. That's why Northwestern, they thought I was smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to be smart. You have to be smart enough.
That would have had to been Northwestern. That, in this day and time, if I was coming out of my high school with my grades, which I was good. I mean, I had a good like B-plus average. And that had to be in my NIL deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a little less money to make sure I graduate. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Make the numbers work on both ends.
And make sure, make sure it's transferable too. Hey, because if I go down, if I go from Northwestern down to like James Madison or something, I want double credit. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, he transferred in. He got 3 years left. He already graduated. I got two masters.
Double time.
Yeah, I got two masters and everything. Anyways, man, fun times. We'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin. We'll talk a little NCAA coming in that second weekend. Who we expect? Because we obviously got to talk about Dukies and everybody else. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Memphis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.